ScaleGR News Director Joshua Dixon. I'm in the studio now with Pastor Randy Copen of the First United Methodist Church of Redwood Falls and Pastor Bryant Caden of Glory Day Lutheran Church. This coming Friday, March 2nd, from 3:45 until 4 at the First United Methodist Church parking lot, there's going to be a candlelight prayer vigil being sponsored by the Redwood Falls Ministerial Association. Could you tell us a little bit about what this candlelight vigil is about?
Well, we, like everyone else, have witnessed the events in our country really that have been going on for a long time, but especially in the last several weeks, and just had some conversation as pastors in the community of how we can come together to provide an opportunity for people to pray and to provide a united Christian witness against violence, and especially violence in our schools. And Friday happens to be World Day of Prayer, so that seemed like an appropriate opportunity to do that.
The whole subject of school shootings and how to respond to it is a very politicized subject right now, and so is one of your goals to find ways to maybe bring people together?
Yeah. One of the things that we, when we talked, had that discussion was, what can be our response, given that in each of our congregations we have people who have very different understandings of how to respond to that? And we recognize that by saying much of anything, you could spur different kinds of responses and not get a unified approach. So that's why we decided, well, if we did it in prayer, and if the prayer is largely silent, so people are lifting up prayers in their hearts rather than things that we say or do, or have people getting up and well, in our case, preaching, it was a way of being unified and yet having a sense that God is at work and God will continue to work.
Yeah, and it was very important to us, and we very intentionally are avoiding political language. And this isn't about gun control or even gun violence. This is really about violence and just in general. And we point to the brokenness of the human condition, that this is just another more evidence of that, that's so tragic, that as Christians we all ought to come together and be able to say, first, we lament this, that this is not what God intends for us or for the world. And while we don't always see the path forward from that, if we have that common starting place of violence is not what God intends for humanity, that God intends peace, that's where we start, and that's where we begin to pray and trust that the Spirit is going to continue to move and work in us to find solutions towards peace. That, again, that becomes more difficult as you move forward, because then you have to make decisions. Mm-hmm. But this isn't advocacy. This isn't a political rally. This is a prayer, a time of prayer for peace.
One thing that I've seen cropping up in the past year or so, whenever there's a disaster, a tragedy like this, is people are starting to say prayer is ineffective. What's the point of sending thoughts and prayers? Yeah. What's your response to that?
I think for me personally, prayer is my first response to anything. I think prayer as a Christian, Martin Luther, I'm a Lutheran, Martin Luther says to be Christian without prayer is like trying to be alive without breathing. It's a part of what sustains me in my daily life. So I do not dismiss the power of prayer. I do understand the frustration that comes with thinking that prayer is all that we do in response to these sorts of things. We also believe that prayer leads us to greater engagement with the world, greater engagement out of love for our neighbors, that we don't sit in prayer and remain aloof from the world, but it calls us into this deeper relationship with God and with our neighbors. So I understand the frustration, but I also push back a little bit to say, no, there's power in prayer, and we need to keep praying. We may need to do some other things as well.
Well, and prayer may well lead to those other things that God, I mean, especially when we're together in prayer, mm-hmm. even if no voices are being said, the Scripture tells us that the Spirit is present and may well indeed prod some imaginative thoughts about what to do next or how to proceed. And when you see all those other folks around there, you go, oh, yeah, I know so-and-so and so-and-so, and maybe they might be interested in doing this. And the nice thing about being with so many other folks is that you might find people who are, quote, having a similar understanding to where you're coming to and where you may want to go. And but you also see those other folks who have different ways, but you know that we're all working together for the same thing. Mm-hmm. So when people say, well, all I can do is just pray, I went, well, that's pretty cool, because if it's just prayer, that's what the scriptures tell us to do, is to pray. And we don't know how God is going to be at work. We just know that God does.
I also think the first act of prayer is an act of humility, to humble yourself in your understanding of God, recognizing that there's a power greater than you in the world, and to me, just based on my experience of our highly politically charged culture right now and divisive culture, I think a place of humility is a good place for all of us to start, to again build bridges with people, to understand I may not have all the answers to this problem, to say I need to listen. Prayer is about listening more than it's about speaking. It's about being in touch with our faith, those around us, and certainly with God. And I think listening and humility are absolutely necessary to any public engagement in our lives right now. That's a tough question. You're asking hard questions.
Good, I'm supposed to. And everyone is invited. It isn't just for students or for faculty.
Absolutely.
It's everybody in the community.
And it's not even just for Christians. I mean, we want, even if you don't have any faith or you don't identify with one of our churches, you're welcome to come and just stand with us in silence and to say, you lament this. I think we really want it to be a place that anyone would feel welcome to stand and be together with people who want to see something other than violence in our schools and in our world.
And I think it's helpful just to have standing there with other folks, that people see that they aren't the only ones who have some kind of concern. And they may or may not necessarily know who everyone is that they're standing alongside of, but they have, oh, this is bigger than just me. And it's our hope that they get it's bigger than just us as a community. It involves who God is, and that's why we're appealing to God.
That is Pastor Randy Copen of the First United Methodist Church of Redwood Falls and Pastor Bryant Caden of Gloria Day Lutheran Church.